commute it.
Well, to tell you the truth, when nobody else will, I'll be brutally honest. God bless America. This is the Secret Show. Good to have you here. Three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. may have wrapped up his search for a VP. And no, it's not an NFL quarterback or a former pro wrestler, but instead a deep-pocketed donor who says she might get the nod very soon. Number two, speaking of VPs, another day and there is yet another call for Vice President Kamala Harris to step aside for the good of the Democrat Party and Joe Biden. The latest call for her to leave coming from the Washington Post. And number three, let's start this hour with a couple comments about what's happening at the border. First, an illegal caught, if you missed this, an illegal caught last week near El Paso said he'd come to America intent on building a bomb. Told agents he was on his way to New York to complete the job, and we've now learned he was trained by Hezbollah. That's right, a terrorist coming to America to build a bomb caught in El Paso. So how many more like him already got in? How many like him are already at work waiting to attack? The answer is we have no freaking idea. None. We have no idea at all. On the topic of illegal aliens, everything we have seen is proving Donald Trump has been right about all of it from the start. Everything that he said, he was right about. This invasion, he was right about. The problem with the crime, he was right about. Listen.
And we have to stop it. We can't have another Lakin. We have so many people. We have so many people being hurt so badly and being killed. They're sending their prisoners to see us. They're sending and they're bringing them right to the border. And they're dropping them off, and we're allowing them to come in. And these are tougher than anybody we've got in the country. These are hardened criminals. And we've got hundreds of thousands of them. And we're not going to take it. We're just not going to take it. We're destroying. They are destroying our country. I'm telling you, he's the worst president we've ever had and the most incompetent president we've ever had. And he's also the most crooked president we have ever had. Now, other than that, I think he's doing an excellent job. Do we agree?
Yeah. Other than that, he's doing a great job. You know, and there are real problems with stuffing millions of illegals into the country. One big problem is far too many don't speak English, for example. Oh, and they have food restrictions when they come to the shelters. They refuse to eat the food because it's not religiously palatable. I can't make it up. Listen to this.
Language, we've learned, is an extra barrier for African asylum seekers.
People were saying that they were stinking, they don't shower. But we just realized that the shelter system, they use a language that these folks don't understand. You're kind of talking in English or in Spanish because these people, they understand French or the local languages.
There are cultural barriers too.
Some of the shelters are really hard for some of our folks because if you're a Muslim and then the food that they offer in the shelter, because they don't eat pork, they don't eat ham.
Drame says the situation is causing more and more migrants from Africa to navigate towards not only his office, but the area of Harlem it sits in.
Community does what community does. New York does what New York does. America does what America does, which is generally we'd like for it to welcome immigrants.
Yeah. Welcome immigrants. Uh-huh. How's that working out again? A guy caught in El Paso. A guy caught in El Paso admits he's on his way to New York City to build bombs to attack America. How many more like that got in? And some of the attacks on America are coming in from other parts of the world. Other attacks on America are happening right here at home, right? Happening right here at home. The TikTok discussion, ongoing as we try to figure out what is the right thing to do. John Kirby says it should be sold. Should it? Listen.
We don't want to see it banned. We do want to see ByteDance no longer in control of that application. We want to see divestiture from this Chinese company because we are concerned, as every American ought to be concerned, about data security and what ByteDance and what the Chinese Communist Party could do with the information that they can glean off of Americans' use of the application.
Yeah. Congressman Mike Turner, Republican, dismissed the idea that TikTok should be divested from Chinese ownership. It would cost Americans. That's the threat. If we have to divest, 250,000 Americans will lose their jobs. Really? I don't believe that either. Listen.
Well, I don't think they'll lose their livelihood. They have obviously undertaken a livelihood that is communicating to people through social apps and social media. And this is not a ban on TikTok, as you know. This is actually a piece of legislation that requires that the Chinese ownership of TikTok be divested so that we would sever that relationship between Chinese ownership, the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party that is of such troubling concern. As you know, India has previously banned TikTok over the exact same concerns. These are concerns that as you look at what China is doing around the world, their propagation of the surveillance society, their even illegal means in which they're acquiring data on Americans and people around the world, their use of propaganda, their own banning of Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube because of their concerns of the voices of democracy being heard, you can see what a great concern this is to our country.
Yeah. So Steve Mnuchin is one of those out there, former Secretary of the Treasury, says he would like to buy TikTok. Look, I'm not on TikTok, but I do talk to people. Everybody's on TikTok. Millions and millions of people are on TikTok. I'm not. Not my concern. But it has tremendous influence. Just like Facebook did in 2020, in 22, Instagram. That whole group is what I'm saying. Instagram, right? Look, these social media companies should not be allowed to campaign, which is what they're doing themselves. If other people post on there, there's one thing. If other people post on those sites, that's one thing. But these companies have advocated. We had the government, we had the Biden administration going in through the back door of Instagram, Facebook, Twitter before Elon Musk bought it, and these other sites to adjust, to delete, to censor the messaging that was going on in 2020. If not for Facebook, Donald Trump would be in the White House right now. If not for Zuckerberg, Trump would be in the White House. Some states moving now to, this is the other part of this, Zuckerbucks, using private money to pay for public election integrity efforts and election security and election, the whole mechanism of elections being paid for by Zuckerberg. States are banning that now. Indiana's doing it. Florida's doing it. Some states are following suit. You can't have private money coming in. Oh, we'll hire the election workers. Wink, wink. We'll take care of election security. Wink, wink. No, they're putting an end to all of that, as they should, because it's a disaster that way, and it's a disaster for security. All right, so I've got the Biden administration coming up. The Biden administration set to finalize major gas car crackdown, forcing us into EVs that nobody wants, that are far too expensive. Coming up, Gregory Wrightstone, executive director of the CO2 Coalition, will be with me to decide and discuss how bad that really is. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Glad you're along for the conversation.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.
Can you go anywhere and find an endeavor in society where we've come to accept and tolerate an adult, and even kids, treating another adult the way we allow spectators, coaches, and players to treat a high school game official? Can you? No one has the right to abuse game officials. So before you blurt something out about that next close call, consider this. Without the officials, nobody wins. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.